Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild morning across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Haifa, perfect for a morning walk. Jerusalem is slightly cooler, while Eilat enjoys a warm breeze. Expect sunny conditions to continue throughout the day. Here are today's headlines. First, Greece thwarts Hamas terror cell targeting Israelis, reports JNS. Coming in now. Also, Israel surprised as Trump declares progress with Iran, as reported on Ynet from earlier today. Also this hour, U.S.'s Wednesday strikes on Iran damaged a drinking water facility near the Strait of Hormuz, according to the Jerusalem Post, earlier this hour. Separately, a Jewish nonprofit was training men to prevent sexual abuse, but the funding disappeared, reports Forward from earlier today. And finally, Gwyneth Paltrow draws backlash after starring in an ad for a luxury Israeli development, according to JT from 3 hours ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. Jonathan Conricus, a notable commentator, posted just minutes ago that Hamas continues its terror and brutality, questioning the lack of legacy news coverage. Arsen Ostrovsky highlighted earlier today that U.S. assistance to Israel is a strategic investment, quoting a prominent American military expert. Eyal Yacobi reported 40 minutes ago that Iran attempted to strike commercial ships transiting the Strait of Hormuz, urging a stronger stance against Iran. Let's go deeper. Starting with Greece's operation, JNS reports that International Intelligence Corporation helped Greek and Cypriot authorities dismantle the terror network. The group was allegedly planning attacks on Israeli targets. This highlights the ongoing regional threats and the importance of global collaboration in counter-terrorism efforts. Turning to the surprise announcement by Donald Trump, Ynet details that the mediation between the U.S. and Iran involved Qatar and focused on a 60-day nuclear framework. Prime Minister Netanyahu has expressed reservations. This development could shift diplomatic dynamics in the region. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that U.S. strikes on Iran earlier this week damaged a reservoir providing drinking water to 20,000 people. The images circulated by Iranian media show significant destruction. This strike comes hours after the U.S. targeted Iranian infrastructure, raising concerns over civilian impacts and escalating tensions. Separately, Forward highlights the challenges faced by Jewish Women International, whose funding was cut after advocating for Israeli women affected by violence. Their work is crucial in preventing sexual abuse, but the loss of funding hampers their efforts to create safer communities. Finally, JTA covers the backlash faced by Gwyneth Paltrow for her involvement in a luxury Israeli development advertisement. An industry insider noted her refusal to succumb to pressure, reflecting the ongoing debate over celebrity endorsements in politically sensitive regions. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports WhatsApp blocked a Pegasus-linked phishing campaign and plans to seek sanctions against NSO in a U.S. court. This showcases the ongoing legal and security battles tech firms face against spyware companies. Separately, Globes reports that J.P. Morgan is tasked with finding a buyer for Meitav, as the Barkat brothers put the Israeli investment house up for sale. The founder, Zvi Eisterpak, stated that his family has no plans to sell, hinting at potential shifts in the Israeli investment landscape. And finally, Ynet Business notes the dollar rebounding against the shekel, climbing to about 2.89 shekels. This follows signals from the Bank of Israel about a possible rate cut amid geopolitical tensions affecting the currency market. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.